Councillor Paul McAuliffe.
Lord Mayor, thanks. And I suppose this afternoon I made note of some of my comments and feelings on this matter, not something I would normally do for a council meeting. But I think, Lord Mayor, we consider this motion before us not in isolation, but in a country which I believe has a kind of inner want or desire. You only have to listen to the conversations in pubs and coffee shops to hear the disconnect and the distrust which many people have with the system of democracy and with the body politic. And as a member of Fianna Fáil, I heard that message very strongly in the last general election. That want and desire for leadership from all the parties for a new narrative for our country and for a new sense of direction will require each of us as citizens to examine what is important to us, to examine our values and to seek out those people who can lead us on that journey. The presidential campaign, I believe, will be the start of that journey, and perhaps the large number of candidates in the field reflects the current tensions within our nation and the different and competing hopes of how our nation marches forward again. And so the question which Bunreacht na hÉireann asks me as a councillor to consider, is David Norris a suitable candidate for a presidential election? Is he serious about his campaign? Does he have a credible record? Will he run a credible campaign? And in the course of the canvass, will he serve his nation well by conducting himself in a manner which a presidential candidate should? The answer to all those questions, Lord Mayor, in my mind, is yes, and therefore I will facilitate him tonight. I believe he is a suitable candidate. I don't believe he's the most suitable candidate to be president, and personally I will not be voting for him on October 27th, but for the purpose of tonight I will facilitate him. And not for his own sake, but for the sake of the journey that I referred to earlier. We cannot afford to exclude or to be seen to exclude people who want to help frame where the country is going to go. Now, I have on two occasions doubted if Mr. Norris is a suitable candidate. The first time when I considered his views on pedestry and his letters of clemency, I think many people did. Those issues gave me much pause for thought. But I believe that it is only by including Senator Norris as a candidate that we will finally get to the bottom of all those issues. And if he is successful tonight, and I hope he is, I would immediately ask him to publish any remaining letters and to make a final and definitive statement on the age of consent to put the matter to rest. The second occasion, Lord Mayor, which gave me pause for thought, was in the past few days. I've received, like all the councillors, many emails and texts from people who have said that David Norris is an outsider and he's being blocked by a political elite. They have taken the time to email me and to lobby for change. But I have to say to many of those people, Senator Norris's campaign has not done the same. Until just now, I have never met David. I've never had a conversation about his views of our Ireland in person or by phone. His campaign wrote to me many months ago, but only with a very short letter. And until 5 p.m. tonight, I hadn't even received an email from him. If I had approached, or if any of us had approached our electorate in that way, we would not be here today to exercise the constitutional privilege that we have. So I'd say to those people who say there's an inside and an outside, I challenge them to think again. It's not about inside or outside. It's about valuing our electorate as a council and as a country. If we're to mend our political system, we need to end the view of politics having an inside and an outside. And this chamber, the Lord Mayor will say, this chamber has a proud record in being non-partisan, putting the interests of the city ahead of their thing. It allows me to congratulate the Lord Mayor on his initiatives such as Dublin Bikes, and it allows the Lord Mayor to support me in terms of improving the communications which we have with the people of the city. So tonight's one of an occasion for leaving politics aside to consider that wider picture. And I'd say, let us allow all the candidates in the field to beat their drum and to compose a new song for the nation so that we can march again, and it's a march which must never be bound by ourselves or by others. And thank you, Lord Mayor.